Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Improv. It's given us Mike Nichols and Harold Ramis, Dustin Hoffman, Bill Murray, Gilda Radner, Chevy Chase, Steve Carell, Amy Poehler, Alan Arkin, Tina Fey, Judd Apatow.
From a seedy bar near University of Chicago to a full-fledged American art form, Sam Wasson's Improv Nation gives you the whole story. Call to action.
Available wherever books are sold.
Grab your copy.
Improv Nation. It's a book about how improv started in this nation. Oh, walking down the street and my butt feels fine, 'cause I'm wearing underwear with a smart design. Yeah, and I feel it rocking all the way from my shirt to my stockings.
Mack Weldon, it feels swell, son. You gotta get some Mack Weldon. Oh, what's more, you know that they deliver it right to your door. Hey, it's the perfect gift for the holiday season. Everybody needs underwear. If they don't, they're lying to you. So get some Mack Weldon. No, get two.
Go to MackWeldon.com. 20% off your purchase using the promo, you know, of book.
Try to do a jazz chord. There's only two people. Sounds like dissonance.
Boom. Musical podcast
with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That's Zach Reno. That's Scott Passarella on the keys. Ooh, that was really like peppy and jazzy. I really liked that.
Peppy is a new kind of pep jazz. Pepto jazzmal. That's what I'm going to call it.
Oh gosh.
TM, mine. You
yours.
Can't take it.
I don't want it.
You can't.
I'll
have
think
it.
Of my own.
All right.
Jazz tums.
Oh, that's even better. It's better and it's more affordable. But guys, it's not just us. We're not here alone.
We have double Scott action. Can you believe it, guys? We are joined in studio by the host of a little show called Comedy Bang Bang.
Maybe you've heard of it.
God, I would say maybe the father of the modern podcast.
I would agree.
No, he's shaking his head. He's leaving.
We're doubling.
He's walking out.
He's gone. We've lost our guest.
Goodbye.
Fuck you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Aukerman.
Double Scott action. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Speaking of peppy, have you seen my little frog friend around?
He's doing a barrel roll.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey. Oh,
we're so glad to have you.
Mm. Oh, wow. I just conflated two things. Peppy.
Yes.
Is the racist frog.
Yes.
Which is the Star Fox character named? His name is Peppy, but he's not the frog. The frog is Slippy. I'm going to shut up now. I'm on the right. I know what's going on.
But
he does
a barrel.
The bunny might be. Yeah, because Falco is the falcon. Mm-hmm. Peppy is the rabbit. Slippy is the frog.
Wait, Falco is the falcon?
Yeah, a little
they just
on
the
nose.
The end?
Straight up.
Off?
Guess what the villain who's a wolf's name is?
Wolf?
Star Wolf.
Chuck Woolery?
Yeah.
Speaking of Pepe.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Poor Pepe the Frog, who's been so corrupted.
Oh my gosh. It's almost like the Red Pill Blues, Maroon 5's album.
Scott, you are a musical guy. This is a musical show.
Yeah, I did musicals for a period of years growing up.
You got favorites? Which ones did you do that was your favorite?
I did – probably my favorite was Oklahoma because I did Curly in it. And it was it was the first time I'd done a show where I was on stage that much and people had to pay attention to me that much, you know? So I was kind of like, wow, I actually like being in shows when I'm the center of attention.
Yeah.
But the only thing I never liked about it was changing clothes. Like, that's my least favorite thing. People who worked on Comedy Bang Bang know that's my least favorite thing to do.
Was costume change?
Costume changes. If they put too many and you were on, I don't know if you ever saw this, but I was covered in blood most of the time when
yes,
I was around you.
That's right. By my request. Yes. I'll do your show if Scott's in blood.
Period blood. But
from a different time.
Is there any other
1800s?
Kind?
I would like some 1800s blood, please.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
That
yes.
is not what I assumed we were talking about.
I'm kidding. These are both jokes on jokes.
Jokes on jokes.
Got
on
it.
Jokes.
Scots,
like
on Scots.
Scots on Scots.
Scots on Scots. Jokes on jokes.
But no, I hated changing clothes. So I was like, if only I could do what I did in Oklahoma, but not have to change clothes, just wear my street clothes. And then I just started doing stand-up, which is what that is basically. And I could drink on stage, which is even better.
Which you also can't do during Oklahoma.
You can't. No, you really can't. But I did Oklahoma. I did Carousel, Little Shop of Horrors, Chicago.
These are some hits.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Who were you in Chicago?
Billy Flynn.
Of course.
Mm.
It was that or...
In high school.
It was that or Sexy Male Dancer. Yeah.
I was in high school when my dad came to see it and was like, I don't know if this is really appropriate for high school students to be doing this show.
I went to a high school that took our show, Anything Goes, in outer space, to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
It's called Anything Goes in Outer Space?
It's called Anything Goes, but we needed to have a way to get the set to Scotland because it was like, you can't transport a set. So they're like, let's use inflatable furniture and set it in outer space. This is a much longer story that I will go into at some other point.
I'm enjoying it, though.
But we were there as part of like a high school's perform program in called the American High School Theater Foundation that performs in Edinburgh, Scotland. And there was a performing arts high school there with us who was doing Chicago. Another high school doing it.
I was in a high school performing arts as well.
Okay.
High school, the Orange County High
School. So our show was very, very bad. And their show was very, very good. Like, they had brought back people that had graduated the high school, this performing arts high school, where these kids were all like, had auditioned to get in the first place. It was like fucking phenomenal.
Right.
They were so good. Our shows, we would do it and like our parents were in the audience and it was like a 300 seat theater and there'd be like seven people there. They packed the goddamn house with just like, people there from the festival. It was so good. And it was one of those moments early on when I was like, there are so many people better at this.
I wonder, though, as an adult, if you were to watch it the age you are now, if it would be good. Because I the first two musicals I ever saw were at the place I went to high school. It was My Fair Lady and You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And I remember just thinking, oh my God, these are I still think those are some of the best productions I've ever seen.
Right.
But I bet they were terrible.
I will say this, yes, that is probably true. But the adults in this audience lost their minds.
Really?
These guys got a standing ovation.
But also, you're so impressed with kids doing stuff, you know, like.
Yeah.
I'll stand up for some kids who've done some bullshit.
I'll stand up for some kids who've like really like
really,
brought it.
Yeah. Gone the extra mile.
I did like theater competitions, and there were some that you weren't allowed to have like props or costumes. You had to get like creative with like your bodies and chairs. And there was a year where the musical category, everything had to be Andrew Lloyd Webber. And our high school decided that it would be funny to bring Starlight Express. And I beatboxed the whole time because it was also a cappella. You couldn't have piano. You couldn't have props. You couldn't have costumes. You could be dressed in like a color coordinated theme and you could use chairs
you
creatively.
You could have clothes. Okay.
You could have clothes on. And I was like,
what you were describing for a minute was an orgy.
Yeah. Hey, hang on. but yeah, so we did Starlight Express and we thought it was like really funny and clever because I
did
was
you
like,
have skates?
No.
Okay.
Because you couldn't have, you know, anything different.
You
but
can
I
do
was
Starlight
like,
Express, but you can't have skates.
But I was like, boom, boom, like train sounds the whole time, and we were like, this is pretty good. Like we're like, yeah, we're being clever. And then this school did a vita in like 4-part harmony with like rhythmic dancing, and we were like, we should hide our faces in a trash can.
We cut to a train barreling down the tracks. This train is full of distinguished men and women, for this is a train of class. For this train is an old-timey train full of old-timey people traveling across the United States. These are captains of industry. These are captains of boats. These are captains of the world.
I'm a man of purpose. I'm a man of power. And I'm traveling across this great big land. I'm a man of purpose. I'm a man of power. And I am traveling as fast as humans can.
No human's ever gone faster than this. 70 miles an hour on this train. We are going so fast in this modern age. The speed at which we're going is insane.
I'm a man of purpose. I'm a man of power. Traveling across the land.
Traveling across the land.
I'm a man of purpose. I'm a man of power. Going as fast as humans can.
I'm a man traveling through this train. Oh wait, did we just splash in mud? I'm a man traveling on this train. It wasn't mud, it was period blood. Wait, there's been a murder.
There's been a murder. There's been a murder on this train. There's been a murder. There's been a murder. Bloody murder.
There's been a murder on this train.
I'm a man of purpose. And my purpose is clear.
A detective, there's a detective on this train. There's a detective.
He's
the detective, and solving crimes is his claim to fame.
Come by the dining card in a really long time.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Oh, good.
Hey, I was passing through. I heard someone say no one's been in the dining cart.
Yeah, that was me. I was just musing to myself. Oh, no one's been in this dining cart in a really long time.
I felt really bad for you, so I decided to come in. I know you can't get to the car past this without coming in.
Yeah.
So I was going to come in anyway, but then I had an extra level of feeling sorry for you.
Oh, thank you. Would you like a club sandwich?
Oh, you work here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was getting lonely at
I thought you were offering me a free club sandwich. I got very excited
for it. Is someone giving away free club sandwiches?
Oh.
That's what I thought.
No.
But she's just selling them,
I guess. Just the dining cart girl, and I realized that the train had become rather quiet. See, normally people come passing through the dining cart to get a snack or to sit and break up the long journey across the land, but it's been a long time since anyone's come in the dining cart.
Well, I'm just a rich little boy, but as far as I can tell, everyone's up at the back of the train.
In the caboose?
The caboose.
Why are they in the caboose?
I don't know. There's a bunch of constables over there, and they're all muttering over something or other.
This train has stopped in the middle of a snowy field. Isn't that odd?
It's odd, but isn't it also picturesque?
Yeah, you're right.
It really is. I've tried to take pictures. Mental pictures, obviously, because we don't have...
What else would you do?
We don't have photograph capabilities.
Painted pictures, perhaps.
Sure. Well, I have indeed tried an oil painting or two as I've whizzed by on a train.
Are you an artist, sir?
I am, as a matter of fact. I'm the captain of the art industry.
But there's supposedly a famous artist on the... Are you... Wait. Are you...
Finish your sentence, boy.
Are you...
Paint McSpectrum?
I am Paints McSpectrum.
Paints McSpectrum.
And I decided to paint everyone on this train.
Everyone on this train.
I am
Paints McSpectrum.
Paints McSpectrum. Your faces all to me are very plainly paintable.
For a second he was about to make me feel down in the dumps, but then he finished it so sweet, like tea with three lumps of sugar.
And I'm just a rich little boy, but I'm gonna throw my hand in. I love this man's work. Did you know we have several originals of his hanging in my mansion?
Yes, here.
Paints Mixed Spectrum.
And I think that you are good little girls and boys.
Hooray!
I'm a boy.
I'm a girl.
I am Paints Mixed Spectrum. And if you pose for me, I will give you both toys.
Oh, boy toys.
And girl toys.
All kinds of toys.
All gender non-specific toys.
Because I'm Paints Mixed Spectrum. You know I'm Paints Mixed Spectrum. Because I'm Paints Mixed Spectrum. Famous painter.
Wow.
Bravo, bravo.
So, thank you. I've never been applauded for just telling people information before.
Oh, well, it was wonderfully, wonderfully. I feel like you painted a picture with words.
And I've never heard applause as a poor little girl who has to work on a dining cart station.
Oh, you should try it. I'm just a rich little boy, but it's wonderful to hear applause and to give it. Try it.
Yeah, all right.
See, it's quite fun.
Oh,
that does
my
feel good.
Oh, my.
Well, enough dilly-dallying. Why don't you get into color-coordinated clothes and I'll paint you?
Oh, well, I only have this uniform.
What color is it? I'm sorry. I'm blind.
You're a blind little boy that never came up in the song.
Well, I didn't seem pertinent. Pertinent to the story was, I'm rich, but I'm also blind. I'm a blind, rich little boy.
Oh,
wow. That must be terrible for you.
What's your name, blind rich little boy? Your name?
Specs.
Specs.
Oh, that's horribly.
Is that
horribly
a nickname
ironic.
Because you need spectacles?
No.
Or because is it a nickname?
No.
It's your actual Christian name.
It's my Christian name.
I see.
My papa named me Specs on account of I have freckles.
Oh.
So you came
he
out
tells
of your...
me, I don't know. Do I have freckles?
So many.
So many.
I'm a blind, rich, freckled little boy.
Wow, Specs. Well...
What's your name?
My name is Jane Lee.
Jane Lee.
Did I mention my name? I am Paints Mixed Spectrum.
Your name, it really blows up the tip
I
of the tongue.
Jane Lee the poor little dining cart girl.
Who are you, boy?
I am a blind, freckled, rich little boy named Specs.
And we're the best of friends.
Who we are.
Best friends.
I threw it out there and I thought...
And I liked it.
Okay, good.
I also enjoyed it.
I'm so glad that it was reciprocated.
Anyway, what color are you wearing? I can get into a color-coordinated outfit because I've brought many outfits.
Really? How many outfits do you own,
well,
boy?
A blind, rich, freckled little boy does not travel on a train without at least 8 train outfits.
Do you really think that he has 8 outfits or are his parents lying to him?
You know, that's right. They could just put him in the same outfit over and over again.
But what cruel parents would do such a thing?
Cruel.
That would be terrible.
Very cruel.
I hope that your parents are still alive.
Oh, they very much are.
I bet that they are.
They're in the back of the train.
In the caboose.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right. I hope that they are alive. And
why
I hope
wouldn't
that
they be?
Everyone on this train is alive.
I went to go talk to them and the constable said, no little boys here right now. You're not ready to see this. And I said, I want to see my papa and mama.
But
and
you
said,
can't see your papa and mama.
Correct. I'm sure they'll be fine later. I'll go talk to them
no,
later.
No, she says because
you're
blind.
Oh.
You should have told the constable about that, hey, no matter, I can't see a thing.
You're right.
Why don't you go?
Go
tell the constable.
Okay. Ow. Where's the door?
This way.
Okay.
You jumped up onto the ceiling. That was so weird.
Is this it?
Nope.
Let me just lead you. Hold my hand. Here it is. Oh, wow. Your hands are so soft. They've never known work.
They've only clapped. Gently.
Oh, hubbub, hubbub, hubbub.
I've never seen anything like it.
I mean...
Oh, my God. This
This is grim.
This is grisly.
This is, I'm trying to think of another word. You got grim, you got grisly.
Gruesome.
Gruesome, that's a GR word. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great, great. This is gruesome, grisly, grim, and great.
That's right, write it down.
Gruesome, grim, grisly, great. Gruesome, grim, grisly, great. Gruesome, grim, grisly, great.
Gruesome, grim, grisly, great.
Hey, Greg, grim, I just noticed great. There's a terrible thing in store. There's a whole bunch of mud and it looks like blood scattered all over the floor. And it's many things, there's no debate. I would say that this thing is gruesome and also grim, grisly, and great.
Gruesome.
Gruesome.
Grim. Grisly.
Grisly.
And great.
Grisly. Great. Gruesome. Grim. Grisly. Great.
Gruesome. Grim. Grisly. Great.
Gruesome.
Grim. Grisly. Great. I see only body parts and they're scattered over the window pane. Anyone who could commit such acts must have a problem deep in their brain. I don't know where the blood is coming from or where it leads. All I know is this murder was committed at man's highest speeds. Gruesome!
It's gruesome, it's gruesome!
Gruesome!
Yes?
This is the worst...
Yes, Greg?
The worst scene I have ever seen.
That's right. Keep your head on your shoulders, Greg.
Did you say hair?
What?
Did you say keep my hair on my shoulders?
Keep your hair off your shoulders. Keep your head on your shoulders.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Everyone should have their hair behind their hats so we don't contaminate the scene. I thought
that's
we all
right.
agreed.
That's right. Although we know not of forensic science yet.
That's right. Grandpa?
Yes?
Thanks for bringing us along into the fold.
Even though we're 6-year-old.
You're welcome, Greg, and you're welcome, Grinaldo. Listen, train police is a family business. And,
Teach us everything about this crime scene.
Sure. Well, the first thing to know about a crime scene is it's gotta be categorized. So look at the things and then make adjectives using your brains and your eyes.
Okay, I think that it is gruesome.
Good.
I think it is grim.
Okay.
I'd say that it is grisly.
But what about him?
Look, you just found the body.
Oh my God, is that a body?
I mean, it was a body at one time. Now it's just a bunch of parts of a body. Collectively, you could still call it a body.
If you put it together like some sort of Frankenstein.
Don't do that. Don't touch the evidence. Leave it where it lies. Even though it's gruesome and grisly and gross, and even though I despise the crime, we gotta leave it here to give some perspective to the man who's gonna solve it all, to the train detective.
Hello, it's me, the train detective.
It's the train detective.
Thanks for putting all of these adjectives, giving me some perspective.
You're welcome. Identified that the mess here is actually two different people, though it wasn't exactly clear.
Here's an arm, here's some legs, here's some little boobies. I think that this is a penis. What do all of these have
there was
in common?
There's a small-breasted woman and a large-penised man. Were they a couple? We don't know. The investigation has just begun.
Does this large penis belong to these small boobies?
There's no way to tell. We would need some sort of detective to cast his magical spell. All we know is that it's gruesome.
Grisly and gross.
Grim and grisly.
And great.
and solving this crime is my fate. Thanks for telling me how it's gruesome, grim, grisly, and great.
It's up to you.
All right.
We'll leave this in your very capable hands. Huh.
I'm just a little boy, by the way.
Oh, yes.
I'm not a short man.
This is my son, Greg, and my other son, Grimaldo.
We call him Grandpa because, well...
Because he's my grandpa. Wait, he's your...
I'm both their grandpas.
He's our father and our grandpa.
I've raised them like my sons. They're not literally my sons.
Can we call you Daddy Grandpa we've been begging you for years?
No, you may not.
All right, fine.
You call me Grandpa.
Hey, Greg. Let's go play with a stick and hoop. This is no place for us.
Okay, Grisaldo.
Huh, this is fascinating. Part of this trail that leads from the caboose is blood.
Hello, I'm here to interact with my parents.
Oh.
I'm a rich, freckled, blind little boy.
Huh.
I was told to go away because I couldn't see my parents, and then I realized the people that told me to go away, the constables, two of them just walked by, perhaps told me to do that because of the factual truth that I can't see anything at all. So in truth, I couldn't see my parents, but I can interact with them, and I'm here to see them now, please.
Huh. Well, there's nothing to see here if you can't see.
Hmm. Yes, I suppose that's true.
I'm just saying.
Hello.
Pardon me, yes?
Hello, train detective!
Hello!
Hi, I'm your apprentice, of course.
Hello, you're just in time to get this,
You have trained me to announce myself and my job every time I walk into a room, and so there...
It's helpful for people who are grieving, people who are in shock.
Especially people who aren't detectives who don't know who I am.
I didn't know that it was helpful for me, and you don't know me.
Look at all your freckles!
I'm a blind, freckled, rich little boy!
Well, what's your name?
Specs.
Specs.
That's the least important part about me, though.
Is it? I am Detective Montgomery. This is my apprentice. He announces himself.
Yes, of course. My name is Fiffle Miplopple.
Fiffle Miplopple?
Miplopple.
Miplopple.
Thank you.
Is that Russian?
As a matter of fact, it's Lithuanian mixed with Russian.
I was going, yes. Miplopple.
Miplopple.
Fiffle Miplopple.
Fiffle Miplopple.
Have you finished interviewing the people in the car just next to the caboose?
The one in the dining car?
Yes.
I spoke to a very interesting woman who was trying to give away sandwiches.
That seems against her job.
And then she asked for money.
Oh, well, that is her job.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that was very confusing. Huh. So I just got very confused, and I just wandered off.
Oh,
I came back here.
Perhaps I have not trained you enough yet.
The floor is very slippery here. I don't remember it being so slippery and slidey. Oh.
Yes, this is exactly what I was about to say before you came in and then before Fiffle came in. Part of the trail that leads from this caboose is blood, but the other is red paint. Why would there be paint and blood in this caboose? Also, Specs, I'm sorry to tell you, your parents are dead.
Surely not.
I'm sorry to tell you. I am sorry.
I'll believe it when I see it with my two eyes.
Well, you can't see, so that'll never happen. I guess you'll live a life of delusion.
Let me take this one off.
Okay, Fiffle?
Little boy, your parents have been dismembered.
I beg your pardon?
These little tiny boobies, presumably from your mother.
Ah, an excellent piece of deduction, Fiffle.
These little tiny boobies and this big penis are from your mother and father. And I'm sorry to tell you, but they are dead, and you should not bother ever wanting to have them back. They will not come back. They're in heaven, presumably, or perhaps they're in hell.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, detective, but your logic must be tested. That cannot be my mother, for my mother was big-breasted. My father, on the other hand, was very rich and snooty and had a very large penis, but very tiny boobies.
Interesting.
So it can't have been my mother.
Are you saying that the people who might still be in this train and loose, that one of the potential victims was able to escape from her death right here in this caboose, and that perhaps your father was here with another, having sexual relations with her mother? But that is not true unless we can prove it to you now. So please leave, little child.
Please
leave. You're making this complicated for me. I don't like to look at the facts while I look this poor boy in the face, and it's making very hard to get to the bottom of the clues all over this place.
Then I will leave if you really mean this, so you can examine the size of my father's penis. If that is my father, and I am not sure that it is, I would have to touch the penis to be sure if it was his.
Here you go. Touch the penis, touch the penis, touch the penis, little boy. Touch the penis, touch the penis, touch the penis, it's a joy.
Oh no, it's very fluffy and I dropped it on the floor.
Penis. Is that about the size of your father's penis?
What? It's slippery and I dropped it on the floor. Also, I have no frame of reference. I've never touched his penis before. So now that you mention it, maybe I was too snooty. Maybe I don't really know the size of my mother's boobies or my father's penis. This thought came in my head. You both might be right and my parents might be dead. I don't know how I will ever find more joy. A freckled blind orphan little boy.
Don't forget you're rich. Don't forget you're rich.
Also rich.
Come on, Greg. Come, Greg. This little stick and hoop won't chase itself through the train cars.
Oh, man. I'm really missing that crime scene. I really enjoyed being around it.
Yeah, it was pretty great. But maybe there's more clues throughout the train that we could find and give back to Daddy Grandpa, and then he'll let us call him Daddy Grandpa.
Didn't Grandpa say something about there being a lot of blood and there being red paint?
I think that detective did. I think once the detective showed up...
No, but Grandpa was talking about before the detective came in, then the detective came in and took credit for all that thought.
Like he thought of it.
Please do be careful when rolling your stick und hoop throws this car.
Who are you?
Why, me? I am just a captain of industry... here to sell my many, many sharp knives.
A knife salesman. Right. Interesting.
Greg, write it down in your notebook.
Oh,
stop shaking that maraca and write it down in your notebook.
I'm sorry. I get books confused
with
maracas.
Are you talking to me, this maraca salesman?
Oh, no. We've had long conversations, you and I, sitting in this train car. Just two, you know that old saying, nothing is as sick as thieves as a pair of knives and maracas.
Sick as
go
thieves.
Go together like with peanut butter and jelly, like knives and maracas.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Do you know any better? Peas in the pod. Then a knife salesman and the maraca salesman. Yes, that is their job.
And do you know any partners? Better through thick and through tough than a person with beads inside a little wooden thing and a person who cuts up some stuff. They're better than knives und maracas. Maracas und knives. Knives und maracas. Maracas and knives.
Idea. I'm just a little boy, but what if you guys are obviously great salesmen. You of knives, you of maracas.
See,
yeah, it's true.
What if you combined your salesmen into one super product?
Oh.
A maraca that had knives coming out of it. That sounds fucking awesome.
Oh my goodness. Oh, you could be cooking a food and then it turns into a music moment. You could be cutting up vegetables and then shake, shake, just if you want it.
You could be making new meal for your friends. Oh, I am from Germany, that's right. I forget that now and again. I was saying you could be making music. Your music, you just want to share it. But you shake, 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 and then you think, my mouth is too small for this carrot. I wish I had just something to cut this carrot up. And you have a knife that is also a maraca. That is the very best stuff. If you have knives and maracas. Maracas and knives. Knives and maracas. Maracas and knives.
Maracas and knives.
What will happen next?
How do all these many jigsaw pieces fit together into the perfect puzzle of how a murder happened?
Is the lady really giving away free sandwiches? That sounds like a bad business plan.
Who died? Was it a mother and a father? Is that little boy blind?
Rich or freckled? He is freckled. Find out when we return to...
Murder on the Picturesque Express!
From the best-selling author of Fosse, Sam Wasson charts the meteoric rise of improv in his richly reported, scene-driven narrative, Improv Nation.
Could you give me like a quick overview of what we're talking
about? Yeah, sure. Okay, here we go. We're at the height of the McCarthy era.
Whoa.
And an experimental theater troupe set up shop in a bar near the University of Chicago.
Holy what?
Yeah, okay. So via word of mouth, astonished crowds packed the ad hoc venue to see this unscriptive, interactive, consciousness-raising style.
And that's the end of the story. Nothing sprouted up from there to become something else bigger later?
No, Zach. In fact, like, you and I owe what we do to stuff like this.
Shut up.
Well, yeah, from this unlikely little seed grew the Second City, the massively influential comedy theater troupe, and its offshoots, the Groundlings, Upright Citizens Brigade, SNL, and, you know, a slew of others.
One of those is ours.
Yeah.
We were trained by SNL.
You're right. Never cast, but trained by SNL.
Trained a lot.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time with just the two of us and Lorne Michaels in a room.
Mostly push-ups.
Mostly push-ups. We were in good shape that summer. That's neither here nor there. You know that Publishers Weekly says that Wasson makes a thoroughly entertaining case that improvisational comedy has replaced jazz as America's most popular art and represents the best of democracy.
It's a remarkable story, magnificently told, according to Booklist, who... I like.
Guys, that's not the whole story. If you want to learn the whole story, get Improv Nation by Sam Wasson, available wherever books are sold.
Grab your copy today and yes, and it. Say, hey, book.
Yes, and I will
read you. Guys, I love travel. As we speak, I'm about 11 hours from flying to Thailand.
Your life crazy, dude.
My life crazy. I'm recording podcast ads when I'm about to jaunt.
But planning travel is so difficult, except...
What?
Except...
What?
Use Tripping.com. You can spend less time planning your trip and more time relaxing with Tripping.com, the world's number one site for vacacion rentals.
With Tripping.com, one search lets you filter, compare, and sort over 10 million available properties on trusted sites like VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more.
You gotta sort them because that's too many. So you don't wonder if you're getting the best deal on that New Year's Eve cabin or winter beach vacation. You know you are. You save an average of 18% per night by booking with Tripping.com.
So don't forget, if you want to save time and money while booking the perfect vacation rental for your next trip, head to tripping.com/offbook today.
Tripping.com/offbook.
Tripping.com/offbook.
Welcome back.
When we last left the members of this train, a murder had taken place and they were trying to discover who is behind this murder and are these sandwiches free?
Those two things, we will discover the answers to them right now. Over the next 20 to 30 minutes or so. Not right now. That would be weird structurally for a mystery.
I guess it would be sort of like Pulp Fiction where you find out that he's dead, but then he comes back.
And
he's alive for the last scene.
It's not like that. You'll find out later.
Hello. I've come back to the dining cart, and I want my free sandwich.
I don't know how this rumor got started, but the dining cart...
Oh, I started it.
Oh.
Because you offered it to me,
but
Paints McSpectrum.
I was telling
and
you...
And then you asked me for money.
But that's how purchasing works, Paints.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's how they get you.
Listen, I only get one free sandwich a month, but
you did
such a beautiful job painting me in specs... At least when you were able to get started before he ran off to the caboose, but...
It just looks like a stick figure at this point.
I'll
fill it in later.
No one's ever painted me before, and... Well, you know, I just have to stand here in this gray and khaki smock ensemble, and... You painted me, or you started to, in color. Well, you can have this sandwich, Paints. My one free club sandwich a month.
But why do you only get one a month?
There are no laws yet... Protecting working kids. No one to say that we only should dream behind closed lids. There's no one to say, hey, no. Kids should be in school, not in factories. So I get one free club a month. Just one free club a month. But if you really want it and it's true that we're best friends, you can have the sandwich before the train ride ends.
Wow, that's so such a beautiful sentiment.
Thanks.
I couldn't take your sandwich though.
Oh, well,
I'll take it. If you're giving it away, I'd take a sandwich half or whole. I'm a little boy whose job on this train is all day to shovel the coal.
Oh, no.
And there are no laws protecting me from working 24 hours. If only some adult would flex some of those legislative powers, I'd take your
one free club a month.
Eat to keep away the cold. I only get once a month a free lump of coal.
Oh my goodness.
Who is this adult who could do all these things? Perhaps someone on this train would flex their legislative muscles to make sure that you had less hours and more pay.
Break is over, I gotta go back now. Maybe next time I'll get a sandwich.
I wish that I could share, but it might take years before the writings of Upton Sinclair make people move to protect so we win some under the progressive policies of Woodrow Wilson. We
okay, I'll take it.
Oh, really?
Thanks a lot. Why, it's delicious. I ate it in one bite. I didn't even taste it. Oh, well.
Oh, well. That was that sandwich, but it was just a meal. Being best friends with you is the much better deal. And one day, if I am feeling like I am bold, I can go back and share next month's sandwich with the boy in the coal.
Why did he leave, do you think?
His break was over, even though he didn't really even have that break.
We gotta time these songs better so they can end before his break ends.
I know it's too hard sometimes. Life can pass you by, and timing is a big thing that can make you start to ask why. Like, why aren't we let in that caboose? Why? It's like there's something bad on the loose. Well, Paints, have you heard anything? I have to stay in this dining car because, as I've described, I have horrible work conditions.
Well, I haven't heard much. Heard about a murder.
Oh, my, what?
Oh,
Hello, I'm back. I was sent away.
Specs, what'd you find out?
Well, I'm still coming to grips with it, but it turns out there's been a grisly and horrible murder. It's also great in magnitude.
Oh, that's horrible.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
As a rich little boy, how many sandwiches do you get a month?
I couldn't begin to count.
Oh,
really?
I'd say...
More than one?
Oh, God, yes. I'd say in a month?
In a month. How many?
Well, I generally start my day with
2 to 3 cucumber sandwiches.
Aww.
So I would say, if I have 3 sandwiches a day, and there are 7 days in a week, then I start my day with 21 sandwiches, and those are just the ones I will speak. I also sometimes have a little peanut butter sandwich when I'm feeling chumpy in the middle of the day. The peanut butter smooth, I don't like peanut butter lumpy, and so that would be 4 sandwiches in a day. So a week would be 28 sandwiches. Oh, there's the leek sandwich that I sometimes have right before my dinner. I'm a fat, rich, freckled little boy, and I'm not getting any thinner. That's 5 sandwiches a day, so 35 a week. And I like to, so, you know, about, I say in a given month, I have 35 times 4, which everybody knows is 150. That's right, I'm a blind, stupid, rich, fat, freckled little boy.
Now that's 140.
That was close.
A lot of sandwiches.
That's a lot of sandwiches. So many more. I'd have to work for...
You'd have to work for to get 140?
Yes, how many? Well, it'd be 140 months. It's one a month.
So it'd be 11 years or so?
11 years or
over
so.
Over 11 years, almost 12
To have
years.
As many sandwiches as you have a month.
Would you like
did you guys
one?
See that captain of industry of the industry of horse salesmen clomped a horse through while we were having
that
discussion?
That was so weird.
Yeah.
I assumed that
it
was one of
kept
you.
Time with
yeah,
the,
it was perfect.
I assumed it was one of you making that noise. I didn't see anything at all.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
oh,
Specs.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe there's been a murder on this train.
Me neither, and it's my family, maybe.
That means there's a murderer loose, and it could be anybody.
I hadn't put that together.
Could it, be one of you. It could be one of us.
It could be me. I could have killed my own family. Oh, God, I've got to tell someone. I've got to tell the constable.
Wait, before you do that. You have to tell someone you might have killed your
own
family?
I never thought about it. It could have been me. You said it yourself. It could have been any one of us.
But, Specs, you would remember killing your own family.
I don't know. I wouldn't have seen it. It could have happened right before my very eyes that don't work.
I don't know if I would go telling the detective that.
But you can tell us. Me and my brother Greg, we've been writing down notes all through this train.
Yeah, me and Grisaldo have been keeping our eyes on you, literally.
Oh, well then, good. Maybe you saw something. Did I do it? Did I do it? I didn't see myself not do it, so it's possible I did it. If I did it, I should quit it, because I might murder again. You gotta stop me before I do it. You gotta stop me before I go through it. It could be the second murder I've committed on this day. No, the third, both my mom and my dad. The next could be my friend, or it could be you. Only 2 was the beginning, it could be more. And if you see more, you'll be the only people who have seen it.
Did you do it? Did you do it?
I don't know.
Did you do it? Did you go through with it? Did you do it?
Did I do it?
Did you go through with it? Did you do it?
How would I know if I did it?
Did you do it?
My brain's full of lies. I know if I did it, if I've seen it in my head, but I do not have functioning eyes, so it's possible that I did it, and I didn't know. And if I did it, then it's your job to stop me from doing it again. Throw me out into the snow. Throw me off this train right now.
Huh.
Yes, Grisaldo.
Greg, I think we have to say what we saw. We gotta go and tell Daddy Grandpapa. We could save other lives. I think I saw this kid with the guy who sells knives. Then the guy who also sells those shaking maracas that make sound. And we could be found. The guy who killed those people is here.
And as for clues, if I may just throw this in, I definitely know both of the victims. They're my parents. Did I do it? Did I do it?
Did you do it?
Why would I do it?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
As we are stopped between these train stations, the only missing aspect is, what was your motivation?
I don't know what could have been my evil ploy. I'm just a freckled, rich,
yes, we know,
blind,
I know, look,
stupid little boy.
Did you do it?
Did you do it?
Did you do it?
Name's
Did you do
Bats.
It?
Did you notice how he is always talking about how he's blind, he's freckled, he's rich?
Well, I feel like he feels like he has to make that clear, because
I guess it's almost like announcing you and yourself and your job when you walk in.
Here comes a detective, and
His apprentice.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Fiffle McFluffle.
Fiffle. Just say it like you mean it. You are Fiffle.
And
you are
McFluffle.
Fiffle, you are here and you are doing good work.
Thank you, Detective Montgomery.
Let's see here. We have the dining cart girl. We have a small little boy with some other adjectives I don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
We have my apprentice. We have the artist, Paints McSpectrum.
Paints McSpectrum, of course.
Oh, did you want other people to come into this
yes.
train? There's lots of hub and bub and here.
Who are you?
Or me?
It's the knife salesman.
I am a captain of industry
about.
Or knife salesman.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm of a different industry because I have partnered with my dear friend.
Yo soy también?
Yes, you también. The no. Maraca salesman.
Marco Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, I know your name's not también. I was just saying yes. Oh, you as well.
Sí, yo también.
Yeah.
You as well, yes. Well, very good. We have all of the suspects here. This is the entirety of the people on the train.
And us. The twin boys.
Yeah, Greg.
And Grisaldo.
And we gotta tell you about what this guy was saying.
And where's our daddy grandpapa?
Yeah, where is he?
Hey, what's that?
Well, can we call you daddy grandpapa yet?
No, what did I tell you?
No, just grandpa.
Why do we keep asking? He's always
going to
say
one day we're
going
to let.
One day he'll say yes. Yeah.
Tell you what, if you solve this mystery, then you can call me daddy grandpa.
But it's not
your job to solve the mystery. It's the detective's job.
Oh.
God, this is catch 22.
Detective, can we just tell you what we in your ear? Sure.
He was saying that maybe he and then.
Yes, it's the perfect crime. How can you be guilty if you...
Excuse me. I'm your assistant. Please whisper in my ear so I know what you're going to say before you tell everyone. Of course. The perfect crime.
It's the perfect crime. Oh, yes. The perfect crime. If you can't see what you do, how can you be guilty of it? It was this blind, freckled, rich, fat, stupid, little... boy.
Wait, he's fat?
This little boy right here?
See.
The one with his neck slit who's bleeding out of the ground?
Oh my gosh, while we weren't looking, the boy has been killed!
No, not Specs, he was one of my best friends!
Oh, I'm sorry, while you were whispering, the lights went out and I just assumed that no one was going to talk about it because it felt like weird for me to be the one to bring it up.
Well, I assumed I was blind.
Why did you assume?
Well, the lights went out and so I said, oh, well, I probably went blind.
Fiffle. We have to talk when we get off this train.
Let's just talk now.
All right, fine. You're fired. You're not...
I'm fired?
Oh, you're looking
for me? You can't fire me. Fuck you. I quit.
Okay, fine. And you know what? I want you out of the apartment.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to be your boyfriend anymore, either.
Well, fine. I don't want you to be my boyfriend anymore.
I'm jumping off this train.
This seems like we should... Oh, my God. You jumped off the train.
Fiffle, come back. At least take your coat. Even if we're not partners in either...
And I'm back.
Oh, good, Fiffle. It's too cold. I still care about your well-being.
Thank you. I'll take my coat. Okay, now.
Bye, Fiffle. Please be well.
The train isn't moving, so it's paint.
It's just so much
snow. So it's jumping off the train is not really
a big deal. I know, but I worry about him in the cold.
I know,
Fiffle's
but we have to let people go sometimes.
Is anyone going to care about my dead friend?
What was your name again?
Jane Lee.
Jane Lee, yes.
Plainly
with the
Jane.
Free sandwiches. Can I get one? Or?
You already took it. You already took it.
I'm remembering that now.
You already had it.
I'm still so famished, you know?
But...
I don't think I digested it.
Who would kill a sweet little boy like that? Oh, no. Who was standing next to him when the lights went out?
Well, let's see. I was on the other side of the car, almost in the caboose.
We were on each other's shoulders under this trench coat.
Yeah!
And I was here next to my business partner on the opposite side of the car. We were next to the little boy.
The only person who was directly next to the boy was the Detective Montgomery.
Yes, who was just about to describe the perfect crime.
Yes, you were.
Yes,
that
I was.
That was curious.
It was curious, wasn't it?
It was very weird to me that you thought... You knew the answer when there were no clues.
I have a question.
Yes.
You're saying it's the detective? The detective was his neck slit who's bleeding out on the floor right now?
Oh my God!
Wait,
I am running out of options here, man.
He was about to say it was the perfect crime. What did he know? He must have known something.
Although there haven't been any clues so far. I don't know how anyone knows anyone.
Who is by the light switch?
What? There's no light switch in this car. The lights are operated from the front of the train.
The front of the train?
The front of the train?
Has anyone gone up to the front of the train?
Well,
wait! The conductor!
The conductor.
Wait, there's no conductor. The very old police officer is the conductor.
Daddy Grandpa?
Yes, but it couldn't have been him on account of his throat is slit and he's bleeding out on the floor right
now. God damn it!
Daddy Grandpa!
All right, who do we have left? It's me, Paints McSpectrum.
Me, Jane Lee.
And me, Greg.
And Grisaldo.
And me, the knife salesman.
Marco Rodriguez, seller of Morocco.
So there's still a lot of suspects, other than Marco just died!
Oh my god, my partner!
Go on without me.
I would love to, but my neck has been slit!
Oh my god! All right, let's run it down. Who's left? Me, Paints McSpectrum.
Me, Chainley, the dining cart girl.
Me, Greg.
Me, Grisaldo. And that's
That's it?
It? And you, the coal boy.
I can't talk right now. I'm working.
And also, working. He can't talk because his throat has been slit.
Oh, no!
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, Greg...
Jane Lee, do you have a sandwich for me that I could eat? All these murders are making me hungry.
I guess I could give you this cup of soup that I get every 2 months.
Okay.
Here you go.
Not as good, but okay.
Greg, do you think maybe we should get out of here before one of us is next?
I'm really worried that our daddy grandpa isn't here to protect us and we're going to be murdered next because obviously we didn't do it.
Oh, God.
Greg.
A knife in my back.
Goodbye, Greg. You were always so great.
More like hello because there's a knife in your back. And we're both going to heaven, so hello.
Hello, heaven.
Hello, heaven.
We'll play stickball forever.
Boys, my grandchildren.
Daddy, Grandpa.
Wait, are you dead?
We're just about.
I mean, it takes a knife in the back is not.
Oh, I thought that was a wound. Is that not Jane Lee? Who was stabbed just now?
No, Jane Lee's still alive.
I'm alive, and so is Paints. And everyone else has had a knife injury.
Yeah. Oh. So you're.
You're gasping for breath, and your grandsons, us. Are also gasping for breath.
Yeah, grandsons.
Okay, so, Jane Lee, it's just you and me are the only suspects. Everyone else is dead.
Well,
so you're obviously the murderer because it's not me.
It's not me. It must be.
It's gotta be you. You.
You.
Did it.
No.
You did it.
You did it.
You took the knife and you stabbed all these people.
You took the knife and you killed them all.
Not a murderer, I have no desire.
Neither do I, I'm just a little girl selling food.
I'm just a painter who loves to paint. Paint with blood, paint with blood, paint with blood.
Who are you?
Oh. Yeah, who are you?
Seriously.
Simple people, work it through your brains. Don't you remember there was someone else on this train? And maybe you'd forgotten, you shouldn't even know. I was wearing a disguise when I jumped off into the snow.
It's football!
No one suspects! Yes, you all fell for that ridiculous act I did when I said things like...
I don't even remember what I said when I was flippable.
What a fool I was. And you believe me when I had that fight with that detective who I love so much when I said to him,
hey, I'm jumping off this train.
You fools.
Fiffle, why? Why would you kill all these people on the train?
Why?
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to be a detective who never gets to investigate a murder? That detective was investigating boring things, working to see what were the situations like when small boys and girls were put to work, and what were their living conditions, and what could be done for them. That's not why I wanted to become a detective. I wanted to become a detective to solve grisly, gruesome, grim murders.
What about great murders, though?
Yes, they would be great in scope, but also great because I fucking love it.
Oh, Fiffle.
I'm having a really hard time grasping your plan here. So you came and you killed two people.
Oh, and the plan is simple. A simple plan to be sure. Mm. It's just a murder. A murder that I adore. And so if I may give you, just for the article later that you'll write, here's a quote. If there isn't a murder, just have a murder, she wrote. Just make a murder, she wrote. Just make your very own murder. A murder, she wrote.
Here's what you didn't think of. Here's what you forgot. I'm about to pelt you with my soup that's piping hot.
Wait, what? My beautiful face!
Pates, honestly, I'm saving
you
us!
Promise that to me!
And let me sing you a little goodbye song. You will die, and you have done so many things wrong. And I will approach you to save me and Pates. Yes, I'll take your life. I'm going to do it with this maraca that is also a knife.
Well, you'll find that a little bit hard to do, as there's already a knife sticking in the back of you.
Janely!
And oh, did I mention? Oh, did I forget how quaint? There's also a knife sticking in the back of your best friend, Payne. What is a murder if no one's around to see it? Can it be a murder? Can it still be it?
I don't think so. I think this is what you forgot, see? You are like a falling little tree in a forest where no one can hear the sound. When this train rolls into the next station and you're the only living being found, you will spend the rest of your days in jail, Fiffle. What a stupid life you've had. I'll give you no one sob or sniffle.
I'm Paints McSpectrum.
I'm Paints McSpectrum.
And I have a knife in my back. That's not the way I wanted to die. I wanted to die of a heart attack when I was just an old man. I'm too young to die. I have so many paintings that I would like to paint, but I ain't ever gonna get to paint them.
And I have so many sandwiches I wish that I could eat.
I'll have it. I know I'm about to die, but I want one last sandwich. Give me your sandwich, please.
You can have it.
I'm famished.
I'm going to have this sandwich.
Dying is hungry work.
Nothing matters now.
And I'm going to have... Wait. When did you...
Yeah, I stabbed you.
When?
With my sneaky shake sound.
Ugh.
And there's one other thing that you didn't know. That knife salesman? They were rubber trick knives.
Everyone's alive.
Everyone's alive.
And that's why it's the perfect crime. Oh, Fiffle, I knew you the whole time.
We were all in on
it. Montgomery.
We all knew the end game. It was you who lost this train fame. Everyone is alive and you're going to jail.
And after that, you're going to hell. After you die.
Misdeeds that were so grim and gruesome and grisly, never great.
Never great.
He sent this grand trap to seal your destiny and your fate. Yes, everyone is alive. Me, Montgomery. Me, Gravaldo.
Me, Paints McSpectrum.
Jane Lee and Marco Rodriguez.
And me, Greg.
And very smart little boy. And also my parents, I assume. Oh no, I definitely killed your parents.
Or did you?
Boing.
Ah, my dad! I know that sound anywhere!
That's right, son. My penis is right here on my body. No one cut it off.
And that call boy, well, we've cured him of his cough. And now your father and I shall flex our legislative powers so that all of these children have three meals, breaks, and warm hot showers.
We work in the government. That's one thing you didn't know because you were blind.
I couldn't see the writing on the wall that said, we work for the government.
And we're going to give everyone a job.
And maybe more sandwiches for all.
Do you have more sandwiches?
Paints, that's what I'm asking. Can we have more sandwiches for all?
I'm just a freckled, rich little boy, but I have sandwiches galore, and I will share them with you. Here, take two, no, take four. Everyone gets one. Peanut butter and leeks and cucumber sandwiches. They're all delicious and none of them reek.
Do you have any other types of sandwiches?
No!
Don't sound disgusting.
That's all I have. Peanut butter, cucumber.
No thanks from me. I'll pass on the sandwiches.
Really, it seems like you've been pretty horny for sandwiches this whole time.
Yeah, but Jane Lee's were actually pretty tasty, and they were
okay,
mine.
Okay, three best friends, let's embrace in a hug. I'll trade one of your leek sandwiches, and you can have one of my club. We
one
are people
club
of purpose. We are
club
people of power.
Month.
As
one
we close out this non-deadly hour.
Hey, Jane Lee.
Yeah?
You know that club that you're in a month?
Yeah.
It's the best friends club.
Oh,
with
God.
Us.
That's right.
We're
right,
best
Specs?
Friends forever.
Yeah, because as for clubs, this one is the best. What a crazy ride on the Picturesque Express.
I'm alive too. I'm the old cop.
The end!
The end! Oh, phew! I thought for a moment only Daddy Grandpa died.
It was implied that everyone was alive, but just to be sure.
I choose that musical over and over again. Guys, we'll be right back after a quick break. Bye.
Chug-a-choo.
Hey, listeners.
Hey, holiday listeners.
Are you in the mood for an extra bonus off-book treat?
Guys, we don't have that. We have two of them.
But you can get them on the same day.
On the same day.
On December 20th.
December 20th.
On Stitcher Premium.
Stitcher Premium.
You can get a special extended that we're talking each act is 45 minutes.
It's the longest improvised musical we've ever done. It is wild.
It's wild.
It has musical guests, Zeke Nicholson and Madeline
Walter. And musical guests, us, the people that you've listened to already.
Starring musical guests, Scott Passarell. You know what it is.
It's, guys,
it's another musical, and we like it so much, and we'd love for you guys to listen to it. Get on over to Stitcher Premium. It is truly a wild ride.
I won't give away the title, so you can listen to us come up with it at the act break, but it is, but maybe it'll be out.
No,
I don't know.
We don't know.
Everyone here is shrugging. We don't know. But I'm not going
to
do it.
Go listen to it.
Go listen to it.
Please.
December 20th, listen to our special long extended two-part musical about a holiday theme.
Only on Stitcher Premium.
Hey, guys, we got one more thing to say.
One more thing. And that's if you're like, I would like off-book better if I was in the room with them when they were doing it.
You want to be in the room where it happens. The room where it happens
is going to be in San Francisco at San Francisco Sketchfest.
Yeah, if you live in the Bay Area. Or you live anywhere and you're up for taking a sweet trip to one of America's best cities, why not check us out at San Francisco Sketchfest? It's a great comedy event up in San Francisco multiple weekends, but we are specifically
Sunday, January 28th. 8th at 8 p.m. at the Gateway Theater. You can get tickets online at sfsketchfest.com. We'd love to see you there, sleepy babies.
Be there or be not in San Francisco.
A different room where other things are happening.
And good for you. Welcome back.
Scott, thank you so much.
My pleasure. That was fun. Thanks for having me. All right, bye.
Thank you. Oh, bye. No, he's gone. He jumped on the train. Thank you for picking up Jess's mantle of happiness. You really brought us home.
Those knives being rubber.
Such
happy,
clutch.
Happy, joyful train.
I hate things having a sad ending.
They shouldn't. I mean, the world is complicated, so like, let's live in a fantasy world. Also, what an elaborate sting that involves tiny children. And,
they gotta all be in on it.
Oh, they gotta all be in. That
Did
whole
they
train.
Rehearse?
They like, would have had to. That whole
on
train.
On like a separate train, they had like a rehearsal.
Weeks of rehearsal.
Like,
yeah.
We've never really talked too much about a musical after we've done it, but can we just say that, like, what a sting.
Also, why do they have scenes that Fiffle's not present for? Like, why?
I guess it's like.
Well, you have to assume
when you
that,
go
like,
to Tony and Tina's wedding, they have to do the scenes
right.
even
you
if an audience member isn't there.
That they were prepared for Fiffle to be in any car at any time. And so everyone was just like committing to their shit just to sting.
Just in case
this
he
guy.
Passes through.
I'm glad we solved that. That was the mystery for me. Was why do we have a storyline that people can't even see? We never talk about a musical, but that it's funny.
I love it.
It's funny to build a mystery as you're doing it. You're like, well, what will surprise me?
I love all of it. I love every part of it. I love that.
I love that.
I also love what we're about to do next, which is a segment that Jess and I like to call
Deep Cut.
We call it that because we've made it up and that's what it's named.
And we got to give it a name. So as we were talking about before, we know that you have done some musicals, you like musicals, so these are musicals we hope you've never heard of.
Okay.
These are deep cuts.
I'll be honest.
Yeah. Please let us know. So I'm going to give you three titles of musicals and then you're pick one and then I'm going to give you songs from that musical.
Great.
So your choices are First Impressions, Leader of the Pack, or Tenderloin.
I'll go First Impressions.
Great, First Impressions. All right, so.
Three real tracks from the musical First Impressions.
Three real tracks.
And you guys don't know these
musicals. We don't know them at all. We don't know these songs. These songs, your choices are Five Daughters, Let's Fetch the Carriage, or Fragrant Flower.
Well, now I've got to see this musical. It sounds like we wrote it.
Yeah.
I think Let's Fetch the Carriage is
Let's
the obvious
fetch
winner.
The carriage. Well, we can't play that song because we don't have the rights to it, but we can play this version of Let's Fetch the Carriage.
Boy, oh boy, I am so happy that we put together all that mail to be sent off in the carriage. All of those letters to our town next door telling them how we're good friends and inviting them to our harvest festival.
It feels good to get that out of the way. That's been weighing on my mind, on my to-do list.
It's also such a wonderful system to have where there's a carriage and it shows up and we can give it a bunch of letters to bring to the next town or surprises for them.
Oh no! Horrible news.
What?
That carriage, that was supposed to carry this sack of letters. But the sack of letters I put on that carriage was for our enemy town.
Not our enemy town, I hate them.
Well, we surely can't have all our letters of well-wishing go to our town full of nemesis.
And we can't have our letters of ill-wishing currently racing towards our best friend town.
This is quite a predicament. This seems to be only one solution.
Let's fetch the carriage. Let's fetch the carriage.
With a good idea and Speedyfoot's marriage. Yes,
let's fetch the carriage.
Oh, I sent a letter of love. It was written at 7:08. I put so much time into it, I don't want it going to a person I specifically hate.
And I said very mean things about how the butcher in the town over yonder makes cuts of his meat so icky, and now it's going to the person I love. I hated to ponder.
So let's fetch the carriage. Let's fetch the carriage.
It may be tricky, so I double dog dare you.
Let's fetch the carriage.
I hope that none of my letters come to harm. I guess I should have used, instead of a carriage, stamps.com.
Oh.
I can't go fast enough, even if I jog, to catch this carriage. So the fetching's a job for my dog. Excuse me, dog.
Let's fetch the carriage.
Dogs, yes.
Rich, 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 rich,
fetch the carriage.
Excuse me, I am driving this carriage. I'm driving it town to town. But now I see that my wheels by dogs are being pulled into the ground. Oh, look on the hill, fellows. Yes, they did do it. They have stopped its ride. Oh, come back, dogs. You did such a good job. You fill me with pride. For you
fetch the carriage.
You
fetch the carriage.
It took a dog to do the job. To yes, fetch the carriage.
Now all of our letters will go to the people for which they were intended. Enemy letters to enemies. Now this carriage can send them. And all together, our love letters can end in marriage. All because we fetch the carriage.
Oh my goodness, that's Let's Fetch the Carriage with the beautiful high belt from Scotty Ackerman. Oh my gosh. Listen to that range. Scott, what do you want the good people to know?
Well, gosh, everyone who's in Los Angeles, if you'd like to come out and see the PCAST Blast, a big podcast festival at the Theater at the Ace Hotel, December 10th, Sunday, December 10th, we have Comedy Bang Bang, How Did This Get Made, Improv for Humans, Hollywood Handbook, Who Charted, and Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo, not off book, because someone is in Thailand.
Sorry, it's me.
Scott, what do you want the bad people to know?
Oh, well, come look me up.
Saucy
and sassy. What do we want you to know?
Guys, buy some shirts on Podswag. One of them designed by a fan that's really awesome from the Wolf Tuck episode with Paul Shear and Darcy Carden. Get involved in our Facebook group. You can just search Off Book. The Improvised Musical is started by fans. And now we are partners with fans. We have co-opted their groundswell of work that they did so lovingly.
We're like the Borg, but for Facebook groups.
Shout out to those sleepy babies. Yeah, keep your rating and subscribing anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give it up for Scott Passarella on the keys. That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
Bye-bye.
Chug-a-chew. You know what? The holidays, it's important to be thankful. You know who I'm thankful for?
Let's see. People who know about trees.
Yep, arborists.
People who know about bees.
Barbarists.
People who always say please.
Parlorists.
And Mac Weldon for being a constant supporter of our show.
God, we're so lucky to have them. I'm so lucky to wear them. You should be so lucky to wear them. Give it as a gift. Wear it as a gift to yourself. Just, guys, trust me.
Guys, I gotta tell you, spoiler alert, Tim, my brother, mom was asking, how do I get some great Mack Weldon products for your brother for Christmas?
What did you tell?
I said, go to MackWeldon.com and use the promo code OFFBOOK, mom.
Yeah, you get 20% off your purchase if you use that promo code OFFBOOK. So thank you, Mack Weldon.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, that's it.
Oh yeah, the wait is over. Womp It Up is back.
Back, bitches.
Every Tuesday, new episodes of Womp It Up are delivered hot and fresh to your inbox.
Just like a DiGiorno pizza.
Going straight up your butt.
Featuring all of your comedy faves, returning faves, and new faves alike.
Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
Womp It Up.
Hashtag turnaround.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Ackerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.